Om Shanti. Very, very hearty welcome to our respected and dearest Brother Brij Mohanji. There are many who are around, busy in taking rings or all the activities which were announced for today, but we are expecting everyone else also to be present in the hall. So, before that, I would like to see how many of you are seeing Brother Brij Mohanji physically for the first time in this kalpa. First time. Yes? So, especially lucky that he could manage to give his time, because after meeting Bab Dada, he is living back to Delhi tomorrow. And Brother Brij Mohanji began his spiritual journey and started taking sustenance from Baba, I think more than 45 years. And every year and every decade, the responsibilities and attainments, which were based on very sincere efforts, are increasing and increasing. Majority of you are aware of that new complex of Brahma Kumari's Om Shanti Retreat Center in Delhi. Yes? So he is one of the main instrument, or I think the main actor who played the role in bringing this up, in making emerge this big complex, of course, along with blessings of Bab Dada and other instruments. He is as well the chief editor of our monthly Purity newspaper, and at national level coordinating political wing of politicians. Although there are many other things which he is doing, and there will be a big list, but I would like to say that he is really embodiment of a sincere and true cheerfulness, but at the same time very careful. And whenever we meet him, whenever we listen his classes, there is a feeling that a first class hero actor of Jollywood is sitting. The moment he entered and he was at the back of the stage, he asked me, "What is my theme?" And I told that today your theme is Trimurti. So he asked us, "Okay, yes, Trimurti." And he came on the stage. So all our senior brothers are really sustaining all of us with their specialities and inspiring and giving enthusiasm for further efforts. So we welcome again respected Brother Brij Mohanji.
Om Shanti. We are so lucky that Baba has arranged such a program in which we can meet a large family from all over the world. Only Baba could create everything unlimited. Family is unlimited. Outlook is unlimited. Inheritance is unlimited. Joy is unlimited. Everything unlimited. Nothing limited. How Baba could do that? Because he created Trimurti. That is our topic today. Trimurti. Trimurti means three aspects of time and space. The whole world, the whole universe can be understood if we understand two things, three aspects of time and three aspects of space. Soul is a dot, soul is a point. If you show somebody a point, can't understand anything. A point is a point. You know, geometrically, a point has no length, no breadth, no height, And if you look at the point from any side, it will be a point. If you take a photograph of a point from any side, it will be a point. So point is a point. But we all have different points of view. Why? Because we are different points, placed at different places. There is a very popular story of blind persons when going to see an elephant. Children from blind school are taken to show these things. So, they see the elephant, come back, and are called here one by one to narrate what is an elephant like. And you know what they said. Someone who had touched the tail of the elephant said elephant was like a snake. Another one had felt the trunk of the elephant. He said elephant was like a hose pipe. Another one has felt the foot, leg of the elephant and felt it was like a pillar. And another one had felt the body of the elephant and said it was like a wall, big wall, and so on. No one is telling a lie, but they have seen the elephant, seen, within brackets, quotes, because they have experienced it from a particular point, particular side. So to see an elephant in full require the eyes. Similarly, elephant is within limits still. You can see it with these eyes. But supposing you have to see something unlimited, which is beyond our lifespan even. We have seen the day and night many times in our this life. So anyone can forecast about day and night. Tonight has not come yet. Evening has not come. But we can forecast. After so many hours it will be evening. I want to skip my dinner this evening because I have taken a heavy breakfast. So I tell the kitchen person, please don't have dinner for me. All this is a future, but I can forecast and make my program. Today I won't sleep in Gyan Sarovar, I will sleep in Shantivan. I can say in advance. Because I have seen night and day many times. But this big cycle is beyond our single lifespan. There have been so many lifespans within the cycle. How to see that? So we are like blind persons with these two eyes, or with our microscope or telescope or whatever we have got, our rockets. We cannot comprehend it. So it requires different instrumentation to be able to comprehend and understand. And that requires understanding of two things. Three aspects of time. You can call it unlimited history. Because history only explains time. We know limited history of our own countries or of this world, as has been told to us. And unlimited geography. We might have seen our globe. We might have known a little bit about Sun Galaxy. But entire universe, again you require three aspects of the universe. And this brings us to Trimurti. Trimurti means, in India, the symbol of incorporeal God Shiva has got three lines drawn on it. Three lines, also representing Trimurti. The worshippers ritually who worship Shiva, they get some leaves of a plant. Each leaf has got 3 leaves in it. So they put that on it. So there is a significance of 3. Otherwise also, always 3 prizes are given, you know. Although in the Kalpa there are 4 periods, but they give up to copper. They don't give iron prize anybody. So 3 prizes are given, golden, silver, copper. And when some race has to begin, they will only say 1, 2, 3, not 4, not 2. So there is some significance of 3. 3 cheers, they say, for everyone. So this Trimurti, how this 3 came into importance is because everything has got a beginning, 1 number. Going on, 2 number. Stop, 3 number. Even if it is cyclical, say you have got a watch here, 11:25. Now, it can go on and on and on and on. But still, there will be a beginning. There will be a running through. Then there will be a stop and re-beginning. So this, start, continue, stop. This is Trimurti. Everything in this world has got 3 stages. So this is called Trimurti in simple language. And while this Trimurti is going on, things deteriorate. They are subject to natural decay. But in deterioration lies their usefulness. If there was no deterioration, no use. For example, you put a cell in a watch. These days it is cell. Earlier it used to be wound by hand. Alright, you wind it by hand. Now it starts. The winding goes on reducing and the watch goes on giving you time. You put a cell. If you don't want to use the watch at all, what you do? You remove the cell. Keep it apart. Watch is there, it is useless. But if you want to use it, as soon as you put the cell, it will give you utility, but all the same, the cell will be discharged. Utility lies in deterioration. You build a house. If someone thinks that I can build a house and it will remain new forever, it's not possible. You can lock it. Even then it will deteriorate. There is a law of thermodynamics. But you will find if it is not used, it may not deteriorate in that sense. Put a motor car, new automobile in a showroom. Nobody buys it. It is not used at all. It is still new. But if you bring it on road for even 30 minutes, you buy it, and then you go to sell, return it to the seller. He will say, so much money less, because you have put it on the road. It is not new. So, if you keep it in the showroom, it is of no use. It is not a car. It is a showpiece. But if you put it on road, it will start deteriorating. So, therefore, comes the 3rd point. With howsoever care you may use anything, even our own body. Who wants our body to become old? Nobody. Are you, all of you, the same in body today as you were yesterday? Tell me. If you look in the mirror in the morning, you say, I am the same. You smile. Oh, I am the same. I am alive. Very good. But as a matter of fact, we have become one day older. Even this hall, you might have had a class yesterday also, at this very hour. But this hall is not the same. Apparently it is the same, but it has become one day older. It may be at a very slow speed. Just as the earth is moving, rotating, we don't feel we are standing on it. It is on a very slow speed. But all the same, it happens. See, earth also completes its cycle. We also, anything created new becomes old, then it has to be discarded, renewed, transformed, changed, whatever you may call. That is the third part of the Trimurti. If you allow it to continue to become old and old and very old, then what happens? It gives less utility and causes more nuisance, more trouble. That is why all municipal corporations in all over the world, they have a useful lifespan for all public buildings, for bridges, for buildings. They say this building certified for 100 years. After 100 years, they may inspect and give another 10 years, but ultimately they give a notice. Now this building is not fit for inhabitation. It can fall on anyone. There can be loss of life and property. So you please demolish and rebuild. If you don't do within a month, we are going to do it. This is the system. Similarly, this Trimurti in the context of the whole world means what? Always, creation takes little time. Destruction takes still little time. But its usefulness takes more time. Otherwise, who will create? If I build a house in a year, it has to last for 100 years, I will build it. It can of course be destroyed in 10 days or one day. But it is the usefulness which makes creation of the things possible. Otherwise nobody will create. We study in the colleges for 10-15 years, thinking that another 40 years or 50 years we will be able to make use of that. Then only we go to college. If someone says you study for 10 years, you will have the benefit for 6 months only. Nobody is going to study. Similarly, Baba says, I am Supreme Creator. I create such a powerful thing that goes on. We call it unlimited, but still for 5,000 years. 2,500 years, half the time, new. Then it becomes a little old. Not discardable, but little old, repairable. Then it becomes very old, worthy of being discarded, otherwise you are going to suffer more and more. So the spiritual law that follows from Trimurti is, everything is created new. Nothing can be created old. This is the spiritual law. No company can produce a fan, old fan. You will never find in the world a fan making company making, producing old fans. No. No one can cook a stale loaf. Okay, I want to make a bread, stale bread. You can't. No child is born as an old person. Can't, not possible. So created new, spiritual law. Then becomes old steadily. Then becomes discardable. So it has to, at that point of time, to be recreated. This is Trimurti. Now, at the macro level, God is the creator of this world. We are not creators of this world. We cannot interfere in this affairs of this world to the extent that we can shake the whole world individually. We can't. So many forces are playing. But He being the creator of this world, He can also transform it. But at our level, micro level of me and you individually, Trimurti is also functioning. We can create new good thoughts. We can sustain good thoughts. And we can destroy negative thoughts. It is in our hand. So Trimurti is functioning here also. What has happened is, because we are not following this principle of Trimurti, we are following only the first two normally. In the Laukik, if we are physically conscious of our body, or physically conscious of this world, not knowing the three aspects, then what will happen? We will be only knowing about creation and expansion or growth, or call it sustenance. We are not controlling the third aspect, the end. So what we see around? A Laukik parent, father and mother, they think that they have produced a child. Although, if you go spiritually deep, soul cannot be produced. Soul has come. Okay, but apparently, physically speaking, a child has been produced. So they say, we have given birth to a child. We have created a child. Okay. Then they sustain that child to the best of their capacity. In a country, I think it is Australia, lady legislator has been turned out of the legislative assembly because she brought her child to feed. And now there is a debate going on, was it right or not. And the action they have taken is on the ground that an unelected person has been brought in the elected assembly. This is the democracy working. And that lady says that time had come for feeding of the child, so I brought the child and gave her the feed. They say, no, you should have gone out and done it there. So this is, technicality of the law. So therefore you can produce, but no parent is either empowered normally. Of course there are parents who can kill their children, but normally they only can do two things. Create and sustain. Finish. Now come to a religion, big religion. All religious fathers, be it Christ, Buddha, Muhammad, anyone, up to date, they have created, they have grown, sustained. They have not destroyed either their own or the previous one, whom they thought was not useful, but they created a new one. So new creation has been done, branching out has happened, sub-branches have come, growth has taken place, but nobody has thought of the third aspect of the Trimurti, put a stop. So what has happened in this world is, all things are growing. The flowers are growing, the thorns are growing, the bitter things are growing, the sweet things, that is why it is called in spiritual language, in India it is called Karam Kshetra, Kuru Kshetra, a field in which whatever you sow will grow. As they say, as you sow, so shall you reap. You sow anything, it will grow. Again, the third aspect is missing. How to put a stop to what is undesirable? So here comes the significance of Trimurti. Baba tells us the limit. This limit is only known to Baba and Baba's children. Others think they are frightened, they are confused, they are not aware. What will happen? They only get worried. Oh, what will happen? If population keeps on growing at this speed, what will happen? If motor cars go on growing at this speed, what will happen? If all the non-renewable sources of energy are go on being used like this, what will happen? If the atom bomb start, what will happen? Because they only think of growth. They do not know there is a third force which automatically puts a stop to a growth beyond a limit. There is a tree in India, in Calcutta, in the city of Calcutta, there is a big banyan tree. It's a very large tree. People go to see it as tourists. Now this tree is very, very wide, but its trunk is missing. Its trunk vanished, I think during the year I was born, many, many years back. And yet, the branches, they come down, they take roots, and then they have put some molds, so they look like pillars. So lots of branches are sustaining that tree. In today's Murali also, the point was that all religions exist. The Adi Sanatana religion does not appear, because it was the trunk. If the trunk is finished, what to speak of the seed? Seed had vanished earlier. So therefore, it is just a large, huge looking tree. Now, if someone thinks, if this tree keeps on growing, growing, growing without any end, one day this tree may engulf the whole world. It is so big. But no. The tree has, the seed had in it the genes of its growth. And as soon as the last leaf has grown, although they are growing, what will happen then? Then it will stop growing. Similarly, population. Now there are so many United Nations conferences, meetings, all countries with large population, they are very worried. They are thinking of stopping population and so on and so forth. Simply, they don't have knowledge of the soul, that there are a limited number of souls. The souls come. When almost all souls have come, the world looks crowded. But when the last soul has come, it cannot be further crowded. So this will be recycled. They do not know. Because we know the third point of return. They think there is a point of no return. There is a channel with no end. But here we know that the third point is very important, and that is the function of God, and that is the function of nature, as well as the function of souls who understand this system. Only they can be fearless, worryless, and confusionless. So this is the importance of Trimurti. In so far as we are concerned, it is very important for us to put an end to wasteful and unnecessary harmful things. Even if we grow a plant in our house, in a pot, grass is normally grows by the side, so it is weeded out. Weeding is a very important part of cultivation. Because unless you weed out undesirable, all the nourishment that you put into that will be eaten by those weeds, and the plant will be very weak, or it will get lost into the whole mess of all the other growth. Similarly, weeding out is taking place in our body also. New cells are being produced, old cells are being destroyed. As soon as that process stops, some serious disease comes. So this weeding out also takes place by the way of, in the religions also, by new branches coming. So the old are not destroyed, but there is a alternative available to the people according to the need of the time. But that also alternative fails after some time. Another, yet another. And in the same one also, various variations. So this is how it has grown. So Baba says that, my dear children, this third aspect of being destroyer of our undesirable things is very important if we want to nurture and nourish and strengthen our lives. Because the spiritual law is, jungles can grow spontaneously. For jungles, you don't require a cultivator or a gardener or a farmer. But if you have to grow garden, it cannot grow simultaneously. So garden of Allah is grown, it is created, it is a nursery is created, and forest of Ravan spontaneous, because that garden itself is converted into a forest. So this is the significance of Trimurti. So Shiv Baba, being the knower of all the three aspects of time and space, simple, space, souls up, coming down slowly, 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 changing their place from seed form to taking the body. Because without the body, soul is like a seed without any plant. If a seed were to remain a seed forever, it cannot manifest. So body is important for us to act and to experience. Then slowly, slowly souls are coming, the geography is changing, just as we had that sand watch, all the sand up, then coming down, sand clock, time clock. Then geography, as soon as we come here, we come in a particular era, nature is different, we are powerful, we interact positively, and the soul has got all the vitality, all the qualities, nothing, nobody harming nobody. Good. Then slowly interaction with different quality of souls, and slowly, as I told you, everything coming into use, becoming old, naturally old. So natural decay cannot be stopped. Whether the religious fathers come or scientists come, anybody comes, nobody can stop natural decay. As in our case, nobody can stop our body becoming old. I cannot stop. I may be very careful. So a time comes when transformation has to take place. So Shiv Baba says, I don't destroy. There is a saying, evil destroys itself. Evil need not be destroyed by good. In our traditional history, we are taught good people fought with bad people to destroy bad people. It means fighting took place, war took place, holy war they call it, justified war, nothing. Goodness never enters into violence. Evil so creates such situation, it destroys itself. Bad thing destroys bad thing. Good thing does not destroy bad thing. But good and bad cannot coexist. That is why in today's Murli also Baba said, in today's world there is not a single pure soul. Soul may come pure, but where it is coming? In an impure body. In which world? Impure world. By entry itself, it becomes impure. Just as you put a nice thing, your nice thing falls into dustbin. You can't lift it then. So like that it is. So at this point, there is a confluence of end and the beginning. Normally also, beginning takes little time, start, end takes little time, the whole thing is big. Now if I expand my soul, soul is a point. If you theoretically expand your soul, make it big. Just as the sun is sending out rays, if you make a circle around the rays, it becomes a bigger circle of the sun, middle and rays outside. If we expand our soul into a circle or a cycle, what it gives? It gives our roll of 84 births. It gives four colors. First part, second part, third part, fourth part. Although it's a point, but point contains that and we have just enlarged into it. So therefore, we know we are having our golden time, our silver time, our copper time, our iron time, now transformation. So the lesson of this is, Baba says, when something, season of something has come, it is easy to do that. Turning coal into diamond, turning iron ages souls into golden, diamond ages souls, apparently is a very difficult job. But when the time comes, it becomes easy job. If you tell a young person, you take a new birth, he will not be willing. He will say, no, I am okay. If you cut his arm also, he will say, no, I am okay with one arm. I am quite okay. But a time comes when that person himself desires, now this body is helpless, nobody is caring for me, let me go. Similarly, when the time comes, the sense of detachment, dislike also comes automatically. If the same thing in useful period is told that you discard it, you won't do it. But when you realize that it is useless totally, it is causing me trouble and the option is very good, then you will take the risk of changing. So this time is such, whether we want or not, whether we are willing or not, the whole world is going to change. Even those who are not in this jnana, do you think they will not change? They will change. Time has come. Even the birds and sparrows will change. These birds will not be there in golden age. Even the rocks and fruits, everything, the air, water, everything will change. Because the time has come. Nobody can stop night converting into day because the time has come. The instrument is sun. They say, sun has risen, so therefore the day has come. But the fact is, why sun has risen now only? Where was the sun earlier? It was very much there, but it was rising at other places. So now time has come. Nobody can stop the day, dawn of the day. Similarly, in a larger context, nobody can stop finishing of all the old things and coming of the new things. Instrument may be anybody. Somebody may start a war, an earthquake may take place, whatever. But it is going to happen. Now, what is special about us then? Those who foresee an event and voluntarily transform themselves, they are at an advantage always. That is why people want to know in advance what is going to happen, so that they can make the best use. They can minimize their troubles and maximize their happiness. There is a chance. So therefore Baba says, my children, I tell you to voluntarily do that in advance. Otherwise, under compulsion, you will have to be doing it. That is why Brahma not only creates, but prepares the children for the next coming time. Shankar destroys all the evil. So they are working in tandem, in link with each other. And thereafter, Vishnu takes over. So this is the time of the role of Brahma and Shankar. Shankar will do it instantly. Vishnu's sanskars we have to fill in ourselves. The more we fill, the better will be our fortune in the future. And Brahma is helping us to create and nurture those new sanskars, simultaneously to destroy our old sanskars. This is Trimurti, nothing else. So this Trimurti we can apply to ourselves. Understand, we are also a limited Brahma. We are also a limited Vishnu. We are also a limited Shankar. Okay, now you ask questions. I have given you the background. Yes. This is a creation.
You just said it yourself. Brahma, Baba helps create new samskars. How do I create new samskars?
Right. You see, a farmer who is sowing crops. What is the difference between a farmer and another person? A farmer knows the seasons and the soils. Which crop will grow when and where? Okay? The tea that you drink does not grow in standing water. It grows on slopes because its roots don't require water. Rice, on the other hand, requires its roots in water. Like that, so many. And certain crops grow in certain seasons. The same crop which you have grown and has ripened and you have cut cannot grow immediately because its season has gone. Another one can grow easily at that time. So, first thing Brahma tells his children is, the time for growing the new crop has come. These values which you have been using now will not be valid in the golden age. The currency of your country is not valid in India. The currency of India is not valid in your country. You have to change. Similarly, we have now to change our values, because these values are ready for harvest. They have ripened, they have dried out. If whatever you try to do to them, if you give them more water, more fertilizer, they are not going to become green. They have become ripened, they have to be cut. So time factor, Brahma Baba tells us, and gives us knowledge. What are the new values? New values are nothing but original form of these degenerated values. Creation is nothing but a recreation of returning to our original stage. In fact, nothing is created. If you look at it, nothing is created. Souls are eternal, immortal. God is forever. The nature, elements of nature are ever. So it is a play of all the eternal things. So what we do is we just purify, bring it to its original stage, rid it of all the impurities. This is called creation. So this is what Brahma teaches us every day, Shiv Baba through Brahma, and we do it to ourselves. Every day we are changing our sanskars. We have got at the moment both old and new sanskars. New given by Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba through Brahma Baba, old given by Ravan already with us. Now it is for us to disuse, not to use old ones, and to use new ones. Say you have brought some sweater from your country, and here Dadi Janki gives you a new sweater to everyone. What will you do? You will wear the new one or old one? You will say, oh, it has got symbol of Baba, I will wear. Similarly, so you will all be wearing a new sweater, although you have got 10 of your own with you. Similarly, Baba says, use my, what I give knowledge, create that sanskar and use it. Keep the other one. If you can't finish it, if you don't want to throw it, put it into disuse. Automatically you will develop dislike for that, and you will develop liking for the new. This is how new sanskars are created, because in the new season, new thing is needed. Sometimes woolen clothes are very much required. You seek them. Sometimes if you, now in hot season, if somebody gives you a blanket, you will say, what is this? Throw it there. You won't like to wrap it. So like that it is. So now time is coming when new sanskars will be useful. You will like them. So you will create them and start using them. It is a time factor. Okay.
I am from Bangladesh. My name is B.K. Jhulon. So we are given an idea of Vishnu that is a couple of Lakshmi and Narayan. So has it got any implication, the Lokic couple, what Lakshmi and Narayan is to do in Shatta Yoga, whether this couple has got something to do for transformation, like husband and wife?
I see.
Thanks.
Yes, brother has asked details about Vishnu. You know, Trimurti has got Brahma, we know, Vishnu. Vishnu is a combined symbol of male and female. Okay? The perfect male and female of the golden age were Lakshmi and Narayan. So it is said to be a combined form of Lakshmi and Narayan. Why not call it a combined form of Ram and Sita? Why not? Because Ram and Sita were not that perfect. Okay. Then why not call it a combined form of Radhe and Krishna? They were very perfect. Because they were children. Okay. As a matter of fact, Vishnu is symbolic of the perfect stage any human soul can attain in this world. It doesn't mean that today's couple, the female, should have the qualities of Vishnu separately and the male person should have separately. No. We all are Vishnu in the sense that we all have sanskars of both male and female. Vishnu is a symbol of perfection of each soul. Because we have in the whole cycle, we have not all taken male births. Say, I am male and this body. It is not that I have taken male births in the whole cycle. Nor a sister here has taken female births in the whole cycle. Broadly speaking, half our births have been male, half our births have been female. It is like, you know, if it is 84, you can say it can be 41 and 43, but it cannot be 39 and so on and so forth. It is like that. So therefore, Vishnu symbolizes, you know, it has got four symbols. The answer I have not completed. The Vishnu has got four symbols in his hand. One is the conch. So everywhere in India, in temples, they keep a conch shell and they just blow it. Actually, it means to speak knowledge. That whatever Baba, knowledge Shri Baba gives, one of our subjects is to speak that knowledge so that we do service. By that service, we attain perfection or Lakshmi Narayan-like stage. The other is the discus. All the time we should be thinking not of present time, Kaljuga, but all the cycles should be in our mind that we have passed through Satyuga, Treta, Dwapar, Kaljuga. So we remain unlimited all the time. When we are acting, we should be able to understand that this was we were royal people, we were donor souls, we should not be like beggars. All the qualities of the circle should be in our mind. Third is lotus. So lotus is also that in this muddy world, full of mud, we should lead a lotus-like life. Lotus is waterproof, mud-proof, detached. So then we can become Vishnu-like. And the fourth is a mace, that Maya should be afraid of us. So these symbols cannot be of golden age deities, neither of Lakshmi nor of Narayan. They apply to the Brahmins. So it is a symbol of our Brahmins attaining the stage of perfection of Lakshmi, like Lakshmi and Narayan. But to say easily, normally we say our object is to become Lakshmi from female and Narayan from male. That is not so. A male person can become Sri Lakshmi. A female body soul can become Sri Narayan also. So the idea is that each soul should be perfect in itself. If I am a male person, I should not think I do not have female sanskars. Many brothers who are Kumar, they have to cook their own food. They think in India, it is the job of the female to cook food. So they feel uneasy in the beginning when they have to cook food. I have also been cooking my food for many years. But then I had the gyan to bring out my Lakshmi hands and cook it and then eat it, you know, because it is for knowledge. Similarly, sometimes sisters are afraid, oh, I am a female, I am weak. So Baba says, no, you are Shaktis. So symbol of Vishnu says we should not be dependent. We should not seek support. Each soul should be independent by itself and have all the powers, total completeness, and then it may take any birth and then those births will go on changing. So far as Kaljugi present day couples are concerned, it is expected that I or she should be like Vishnu, should be like Lakshmi Narayan, both. But today's couples cannot be that unless they come in Gyan. Because the relationship itself is based on our karmic account. And our karmic account coming from the past is of indebtedness. It is not a plus account. Both are in plus balance. It's a both are in minus balance. They have come together. Now if two burdened people, one is carrying a load and another is also carrying a load, they meet each other. How much burden of each other they can lighten? Sometimes you find people carrying a load of wood on their head in the Mount Abu. So if two of them are friends and they meet, temporarily they will put off their load and say, oh, hello, how are you? They will temporarily feel easy. But again they have to put their load and go. So therefore, burdened souls cannot have happiness or perfection. Of course, with Jnana, we understand why this burden is and how to reduce it. We don't increase each other's burden. So they, theoretically we say that the married couple should be like Lakshmi and Narayan, like Vishnu. But practically speaking, at this iron age, we should also understand we have a large karmic account on our head, all of us, whether it is a father or a mother or a friend or a sister or a brother. In a recent Murli also Baba had said, don't feel disturbed if somebody is troubling you. It is your own karmic account being settled through that person. So be happy. Therefore, that is a symbol of Vishnu is for us, each soul, to become perfect by taking care of the four symbols of Vishnu. I have to speak knowledge, I have to move chakra, I have to also live a lotus-like life, and I have to face the Maya powerfully. Like that. Yes.
The reason Murli said, Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar, each one have a soul. Each have a soul. I thought we earlier, Brahma as same soul, Shankar, and then Vishnu is not really a soul, it's an image form.
Actually, all these are images form only, and they are symbolic, you know, because the same Brahma who was here become that Brahma, and that Brahma and Saraswati symbolize Vishnu, so they do not have separate souls. Anji.